morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
Well, Denise is not with us today, but we have a few topics we'd like to cover with the audience. First, I'm going to sort of go through a little calendar of events. The Mountain View Market Co-op is hosting another seed sharing event. That's happening on January the 19th from noon to 3, and you can learn the basic process of saving seeds, including planting, selection, harvesting, cleaning, storage, and there's going to be a nice little potluck afterwards as well. That's happening Saturday, January 19th. And again, you can get information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org or by calling the radio station here. And also happening right now, maybe not at this very moment or maybe so. The Master Gardeners are doing rose pruning at the Memorial Rose Garden.
That's correct. It started this week, and it's about a 6-week, 8-week process. We're out there almost every day, 5 days a week, and we have a large contingent of people, and it's a good way for our audience to come and see how to prune. It's a kind of an ongoing pruning demonstration. We take the plants pretty much to the ground. We take all the leaves off. We prune about 2/3 of the plant down, and we do it slightly differently every year, but depending on how the plants did the previous growing season, we just kind of modify our pruning methods. But it's a good way to see how things are done, and then later in the month, we're also going to have an actual pruning demonstration on a Saturday or a Sunday like we usually do. I don't think we have those times right now, though.
But the Master Gardeners are usually there, like you said, Monday through Friday at the Rose Garden. So anybody who may just want to drop by and peek in, if they see some Master Gardeners there, they're always available if you have any questions.
Right. I think we'll be there almost every day. If it's real cold or wet, we generally don't show, but we'll post a sign on the door that, weather is what drives those decisions.
And maybe later on we'll have a special show focusing on rose pruning and rose care because it really is coming up on that time.
Well, it really is. It's a good time of the year. And this time of the year, it's kind of a time of the year you actually do things like pruning. Transplanting is another thing that we can do this time of the year. But mostly it's a time of the year for planning. We'll discuss a couple of different topics here that'll clarify that.
Well, before we get off the topic of roses, the rose sale that the Master Gardeners put on every year is finally underway. Order forms are now available on their website, and we actually have a link to that on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org, so you don't have to be writing down all these different web addresses, too.
Right.
And you can also call the Master Gardener hotline for information, or if you want them to send you an order form, 566-1276, 566-1276. You can also call the AgriLife Extension Center at 860-2515, 860-2515 if you're looking for an order form or more information. But again, I think the easiest thing is to look for that link on our website at ktep.org.
Well, it is particularly for this process because the order form is 2 or 3 pages long, mm-hmm. and you can download the form, print it, and then return it to us with the plants that you want ordered. And then, of course, we do need payment also at that particular time.
And there, I understand, are about 100 different varieties, at least, of roses, especially the earth kind roses.
Right, right. We've thinned the list down a little bit, but there's still a wide variety of colors and aromas and styles of growth. We'll have some rambling ones, some climbing ones, as well as the traditional hybrid teas and polyantha.
And the deadline to order your roses is February the 1st, and it'll be upon us before you know it. So while you have it on your mind, I would say go ahead and do it now or as soon
right.
as possible.
That's a good point. Get it done, and then you'll know that your order is in and there's no problems. And then I think they're delivered near the end of February.
Well, and we were speaking a little bit earlier of transplanting. We actually talked a couple of weeks. For the last couple of weeks, we were re-airing a show that we had recorded with Oscar Mestes, giving us some great pruning tips. But not only is it a good time for pruning, but a good time for transplanting about now.
It really is. It's been cold enough. I think the great majority of plants have gone into their dormant cycle, and so it's a great time to transplant. You can root prune bushes and trees. I think it creates a little less shock to the plant if you were able to do that. That just means that you cut some of the roots off, prior to the actual transplant date, maybe a week or two or three before, let the shock kind of dissipate and then actually move the tree or the bush at one time.
But if you're going to be transplanting, you know, maybe a large or medium-sized shrub that might be too much for you, you may want to call the professionals or
right.
get some friends to help you, because that could get kind of dangerous. That tree that doesn't look so big might be a lot bigger than you think it is.
Well, in the root ball, you know, you try to get as much as possible. Look, those can be quite heavy. So you need the right equipment. And I just tell people that there's just probably about a 50-50 chance of things living. If you do it just exactly right, then you know those chances go up. But it's hard to get a big root ball, and it gets heavy, and it's hard to move over, and so all that comes into play. But this, it's a good time of the year to do it.
Well, we had some really cold, wintry weather not too long ago. So, and what we probably should be doing or should have done prior to that cold snap was protect some of our pipes.
Right. Pipes. It's a good idea to wrap some of the outside sprinkler pipes. Yeah, if you've got a crawl space underneath the house, make sure that it's either heated or you can use heated wrap tape. There's a lot of ways to protect pipes, but plants need to be thought of also. So be sure and water when some anticipated cold weather is coming. Be sure and water your plants well, the ones that are outside, because that does protect them.
Yeah, and even though, like you were saying, they look pretty dormant and they look like they might not be doing anything, what's happening really is all happening underground.
Well, it really is, and I think the hard winter we had 2 years ago in February proved to us that the plants that did the best were the ones that were well-watered at that time, and it just emphasizes the fact. We're not going to have probably temperatures like that this year, but it just proves the principle that it's a good idea to add some water.
And, you know, maybe a once a month deep watering for trees and shrubs might be all you need.
Right. Generally speaking, we do get some rain sometimes this time of the year, but generally, depending on the rain, once a month deep watering is ideal for most trees and bushes.
Well, even though things are looking kind of dreary and dormant outside, you were telling me before we started taping about somebody who actually had some really beautiful flowers blooming inside his house.
Right. I've heard of people doing this before, but I have a friend who planted some paper whites, which is a bulb that's in the Narcissus family. Gives, you know, pretty detailed instructions when you plant them. And within a month, they're up 16 to 18 inches tall. They begin to bloom. They bloom for 4, 5, 6 weeks. There's just a beautiful indoor arrangement. It's almost like instant flowers. And I'm not sure how long they last, but they're a very interesting flower.
And that's pretty quick for them to come up that fast. I mean, when we normally think of bulbs, we put them in the ground, or we should have maybe put them in the ground last month, and
right.
they're not going to come up until the spring.
Right. Maybe 3 or 4 months, and then they come mm-hmm. up. But this comes up within days of being planted. So it's just a fun little project, maybe for kids. They're absolutely beautiful. The ones that I have are white with a little, I think it has a little yellow tinge to it. It's really an interesting process. I recommend that people, and I've been told that other bulbs do the same thing inside. If they've been had that cold exposure, then you plant them inside and they come up more quickly.
And I guess if you're looking to have something like that, you can absolutely still do it. I mean, you have a nice controlled climate inside your house.
Sure.
You don't have to take it outside.
Sure. No, it's an indoor project, which is good this time of the year.
Yeah.
just something to keep everybody tuned up for the coming spring months. Another thing that's fun for this time of the year is to look through the seed catalogs.
Mm.
It's a good time to plan, order the seeds while they still have them in stock. Because they do run out of some of the popular seeds pretty quickly. So get your orders in, and they appreciate the early orders. But you can plan your vegetable garden and all kinds of flowers. It's a good time for planning.
And we were talking a little bit earlier about that seed sharing event at the Mountain View
right.
Market. What kind of seeds can people save from their crops from previous years? Are some maybe harder to harvest than others?
My expertise is really just with vegetable seeds, and the problem with saving vegetable seeds is that you might have gotten some cross-pollination. If you had, let's say, two varieties of tomatoes in your yard, the seeds that come may not be true seeds. Seeds are relatively expensive, although they are increasing in price. I noticed they're getting a lot more for these little packets of them. But you know you're getting a true seed that way. So it's a poor man's way of planting, but you also take a little risk of not getting the exact variety you're looking for.
And as far as maybe just letting your plants seed on their own, one of the first things that blooms in my yard is bluebonnets.
Yes.
And I remember buying several years ago one bluebonnet. Mm-hmm. And then the year after that, I had about 30 or 40. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of keeps growing exponentially. And they actually start coming out of the ground relatively early.
That, and they are an early riser. They really are.
But they sort of hunker down because mm-hmm. they're there right now, and they're looking pretty good despite the cold snaps that we've had. Mm-hmm. They're just sort of hanging in there. But when the time does come for them to come up on their own, they do that. So usually just letting nature take its course. If you're letting your plants seed naturally in your landscape,
you just let them do their thing. They'll come up when they feel like it. And again, moisture is something that it helps them weather through the winter.
Absolutely. So that's why the poppies may or may not have a good year. It all depends on the winter precipitation.
Right, right. That all comes into play, and it's just an interesting process to watch.
Well, for those of you who might still have a few flowering plants out in your outdoor garden or in pots, probably you should do a little fertilizing.
I think a light fertilization would be fine. I wouldn't give it a lot because they're kind of struggling a little bit here. We've had really, it's been pretty cold, so these cold nights put a little stress on them. But a light fertilization wouldn't help, maybe half what you normally would put on. Maybe a water-soluble fertilizer that's you can use when you water them. Not a bad idea.
But as far as getting good, deep fertilizer into your landscape, when would be a good time to start thinking about that?
Well, I would say when the plants come to life, when you start to see some life on them. We recommend after the rose bushes come to life, you know, they come to life pretty quickly. And so we say wait until the blooms start to form on roses. Don't put too much stress on them. Let them do their thing. And then maybe 6 or 7, 8 weeks after they come to life, give them a fertilizer when the soil temperatures have warmed up and the outside temperatures have warmed up also.
And, you know, our winters are so unpredictable. We could have a really cold, cold winter like we did a couple of years ago when we had the freeze, or we can start seeing temperatures in the 60s and 70s in February.
Right.
So if that's going to be the case, I have noticed that my penstemons, the ones that sort of reseed naturally, they start coming up in February. And that's when aphids also start coming out to feed on those.
Right,
so
right.
Even though you may not think winter is officially over, once those temperatures start climbing, it's amazing how quickly your plants will rebound.
And again, if we have some real warm days with lots of sun, the soil warms up. And that mm-hmm. really one of the driving factors is the soil temperatures. And if they come to life, you have to deal with them.
And weeds, too.
And weeds. We have a lot of winter weeds. Those mustard weed or London rocket.
Oh, ones. Yeah.
We all see that a lot.
Well, we are out of time today, but if you have any questions for Master Gardeners, call them up on the Master Gardener hotline at 566-1276, 566-1276. You can also access an email link to them on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. You can also listen to some of our past shows there, and there are also some interesting links on gardening in the desert there. Thanks so much again for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.